The sheriff says the 62-year-old man had turned himself into VCU police Wednesday on an outstanding warrant for distribution of heroin. They transported him to VCU Medical Center for undisclosed problems. They released him to the jail annex, where he refused process and refused treatment and refused to answer questions about his medical condition. He was placed in a single cell, found unresponsive the next morning, and pronounced dead. His name is being withheld. Earlier this month, the estate of another inmate filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the sheriff and other jail officials for his death that occurred in September 2010. Jail officials have complained repeatedly over the years that inmates sent there often belong somewhere else. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.